Hey everyone, it's Taylor Reed here and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. You know that feeling when you mess up, say something stupid, or just generally have one of those days where everything seems to go wrong? We've all been there, right? And sometimes, our inner critic can be a real buzzkill beating us up even when we're trying our best. But what if I told you that self-compassion could be the secret weapon to not just surviving those rough days, but actually thriving through them? Because let's face it, life throws curveballs. It's inevitable. But how we respond to those curveballs, that's entirely up to us. And today, we're diving deep into the power of self-compassion and its role in building a resilient, happy, and truly healthy mind. First off, let's define what self-compassion actually means. It's not about being a pushover or letting yourself off the hook for bad decisions. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care that you would offer to a good friend going through a tough time. You know, that friend you'd give a hug to, listen without judgment, and maybe even offer some comforting words of wisdom. It's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, we all struggle sometimes, and that's okay. Now, here are 5 key takeaways that will really help you harness the power of self-compassion. 1. Acknowledge your struggles. First step towards self-compassion is simply acknowledging when things are tough. Don't try to bury your feelings or pretend everything is fine. It's okay to feel sad, frustrated, angry, or even scared. Recognizing those emotions without judgment allows you to start processing them in a healthy way. 2. Practice mindful self-talk. Ever catch yourself being overly critical of yourself? I'm such an idiot for messing that up. Why can't I ever get anything right? Sound familiar? It's time to rewire those negative thought patterns with more compassionate ones. Instead of beating yourself up, try saying something like, "This is a tough situation, but I'm doing my best or I learned from this experience, and I'll do better next time." Remember, you're your own biggest cheerleader. Treat yourself with kindness and encouragement. 3. Cultivate self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are definitely nice. Self-care is about actively nurturing your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. Think about what truly nourishes you. Is it spending time in nature? Reading a good book? Catching up with loved ones? Make time for activities that bring you joy and help you recharge. 4. Be kind to others. Believe it or not, showing compassion to others can actually boost your own self-compassion. When you lend a helping hand, offer words of support, or simply listen with an open heart, you create a ripple effect of kindness that comes back to you. It's a powerful reminder that we are all interconnected and that even small acts of kindness can make a big difference. 5. Forgive yourself. This one is crucial. We all make mistakes, it's part of being human. Holding on to past regrets or beating yourself up over old blunders only serves to create more negativity in your life. Practice forgiveness, both for yourself and others. Let go of the past and focus on moving forward with compassion and grace. Here's a real-world example. Imagine you're preparing for an important presentation at work and you trip and spill coffee all over yourself right before you go on stage. You feel embarrassed, your heart is racing, and you instantly want to disappear. But instead of letting that moment derail your entire day, try practicing self-compassion. Acknowledge the awkwardness of the situation, offer yourself some kindness, hey, it happens to everyone. And remember that your worth isn't defined by a single mishap. Take a deep breath, gather yourself, and rock that presentation. You've got this. So, let's recap. Self-compassion is about treating ourselves with the same understanding and care we extend to others. It involves acknowledging our struggles, practicing mindful self-talk, nurturing ourselves through self-care, showing kindness to others, and forgiving ourselves for mistakes. Remember, life is a journey, not a race, and it's okay to stumble along the way. Now, go out there and treat yourself with the love and respect you deserve. Be kind to yourself, be your own best friend, and remember that you are capable of amazing things. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little dose of self-compassion. Until tomorrow, keep striving for mental fortitude, one day at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.